Today's shiur is Masechta Moed Katan Daf Chav Ches, and we will begin on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis at the 10th wide line. Amar Yehuda, Amar Yochanan, Avol Kivin Sheninei Roshay, and Avol, once he nods his head, Shuv Ein Menachem Roshayim Leshev Atzlai. The people who came to Menachem Avol him should no longer sit there. And the Roshayim give a number of explanations for this halacha. The Meiri explains quite simply that the Avol, by nodding his head, is indicating that it's already somewhat of a bother for him, these people sitting visiting him, and they should take the hint and leave. Along the same lines, the Ramban explains that given, as we've learned, an Avol is not allowed to do She'ela Shalom, he's not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem, not allowed to respond, so he has no other way of indicating his saying to them Shalom Aleichem or saying to them Shalom that you may leave, other than by nodding his head. Another approach that the Rishonim explain is that the point of Nicham Aveilim is for the Menachmim to come and comfort this person who's sitting Shiva. However, when the Avol nods his head, he seems to be indicating that he already has accepted the Gzar Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there is no need for them to continue sitting there. This Avol has already received somewhat of his Nechama. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says another halacha. Hakol Chayovim Lamed B'pnei Nasi. Everyone is obligated to stand up before the Nasi, chutz mi avol v'chayla, except for an avol or someone who's sick. Here too, we find two reasons for this din. One reason is given is because an avol is osuk betirda de tzar. An avol is busy, an avol is subsumed with his tzar, and therefore he's exempt from being mechabed someone like the Nasi. Another mahalach in the Paiskim is because the only time kima, the only time standing up for a Nasi is required, is kima sheyesh by hidur. A kima that has in it some glory. It shows a level of respect. This oval, who's an oval, his kima is not a kima sheyesh by hidur, and therefore he doesn't have to get up. The Paiskim say the Shvus Yaakov, the Shal Shvus Yaakov explains what is the difference between these two approaches. He says the difference is, what would be the halacha, does one have to get up for Nasi on Tisha B'Av? If the reason is because of Tirda de Tzar, on Tisha B'Av there is no Tirda de Tzar, it's an Avelis Yashon, Avelis Yashon, it's an old Avelis, you can't compare it to a person who's sitting Shiva. On the other hand, if the point is because Kima Sheyesh by Hidr, on Tisha B'Av, all of us are unable to make a Kima Sheyesh by Hidr, and therefore everybody would be exempt from standing up for the Nasi on Tisha B'Av. V'amar B'yachin, another halacha. Hakol l'kol oimrim lehem shvu, to everyone when gets up for the Nasi, he has to remain standing until he's told to sit, chutz mi'ava v'chayla. Besides for Avav Achayla. So again, Tosfos explains that what our Gemara is referring is to a situation where the Oval, even though he did not have to stand up for the Nasi, chose to stand up for the Nasi. So normally when one gets up for the Nasi, he can't sit down until the Nasi gives him permission to sit down. This Oval doesn't require that permission. Reason is because he didn't really have to stand up in the first place. So even if he did stand up, he doesn't have to get permission to sit down. According to this, there is somewhat of an inyan for an oval to get up for a nasi. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that our minig is that an oval, when he's sitting shiva, does not get up for anyone. And according to him, pshat, and this is the way many other mefarshim explain pshat in the Gemara, is that normally we're allowed to tell a person, sit down. However, to an oval, we may not say sit down, because saying sit down means stay in your status. And Chas V'Shalom, we don't want to say to any Jew, stay in your status of being an Avol. Amar Yehuda Merav. Also, Oval Yom Rishon, Oval on the first day, also Lecha Lecha Mishloi. He's not allowed to eat bread from his own bread. Midah Amalei Rechman Al Yecheskel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Yecheskel with a Nevuah and tells him that his wife will die and he will not be able to observe the normal practices of Avelis. What was one of the normal practices of Avelis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel you won't perform? For lechem anoshim lo seichel. You will not eat the bread of other people. So from here we see the concept of a Sudas Havra, that an Ovel, after he becomes an Ovel, his first meal, we'll explain this in a moment more, should be food given to him by other people. So the Rishonim explain, what is the point of an Ovel not eating his first meal from food of his own? There are really two approaches. One is that it's a din in Hilchas Avelis, and one is it's a din in Hilchas Nechom. The Mefarshim will explain that it's a din in Hilchas Avelis. It's one of the practices of Avelis is that a person can't even eat his own food. He has to rely on others for food. Or another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Shevet Miyehuda is that if an Ovel were allowed to eat his own food, given that he's wallowing in sorrow, so what happens sometimes when somebody's in such a status is he eats and drinks to forget his tsar. But we don't want him to forget his tsar. So we say that the food that he eats should be food brought to him from others. When someone eats food from others, he's embarrassed to eat too much. And that will prevent him from eating more than he's allowed to. That will prevent him, that will keep his head focused on the Avelis. The other approach is that it's a din in Hilchas Nechama. We want to show this person, even though you just faced this tragedy, even though you just became an Ovel, don't think that you're on the your own. We, other people, are bringing food to you to bring you on the Nechama, that you should not be concerned that you're on your own. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, what's the nafka mina between these two approaches? The nafka mina will be if somebody becomes an Ovel on Chol HaMoed. If it's a din in Hilchas Avelis, as we explained, that Ovel's not supposed to eat his own food, then on Chol HaMoed there is no din of Avelis. However, if it's a din in the Chama, that we want to comfort the person, that we're with him in his tzar, as we learned early in the Masechta, even Chol HaMoed, there are no dinim of Avelis, but there are dinim of Nechama, so then the Sudas Havra should be eaten and brought even in Chol HaMoed. There's a number of machloikas Rishonim regarding the Sudas Havra. Tosfos learns that the food that an Ovel is not allowed to eat his own food applies to the entire first day of Avelis. The Rosh, on the other hand, says that it only applies to the first meal. Another question is, does it apply to all food or only to bread? Doruch HaShulchan says it only applies to the bread the Ovel eats. The Divrei Yecheskel says, the Divrei Malkiel, says that it applies to all food that the Ovel eats. And then there's another Machlokes Rishonim. What would be the halacha if the Ovel did not eat a meal brought to him from other people the entire first day of Avelis? Should he eat a meal brought to him from other people on the second day of Avelis? Some Rishonim say it depends on the first meal he's eating. Makes no difference if it's the first day or not the first day. While others learn that it's only the first day. La Locha, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Sudas Havra only applies to the first meal on the first day. Rabbi Rav Yosef, says the Gemara, Rabbi Rav Yosef, when they became Avelim and were very poor, Machlefis Sudusai La'adadi would exchange meals with each other. When one was at Ovel, he brought him the Sudas Havra, and so vice versa. However, points out the Rosh, they're not allowed to make an explicit deal that each will bring to the other the meals when they're Avelim, because that will be, again, counter to the whole point. The point is that it's not his own food. If I owe someone else food and someone owes me food, that's already considered my own food, and we will have not accomplished the point of the Sudas Havra. Vamar Yehuda Merav, Meis Pe'ir, if there's a nifter in the city, all the people in the city are not allowed to go to work. Everybody in the city is obligated to take care of burying the nifter. Except, says Tosfos, those who are learning Torah, they're exempt. They should continue learning Torah. Rav Amnuna Ikla Drumasa, says the Gemara, Rav Amnuna came to the city of Drumasa, Shama Kol Shippur the Shifa, and he heard the Shifa blow, indicating that there was a nifter in the city. And as the Mefarshim explained, the reason they blew a Shifa to indicate that there was a nifter in the city was because Maitse Diba Huksil, to expressly announce that there's someone in the city who passed away, we don't want to expressly say bad news. So that's why they did it with this remez by blowing a shofar. Others explain, as we know, on Rosh Hashanah we blow the shofar because Rosh Hashanah represents Tchias HaMesim. The shofar represents a shmira, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu watches us. So when the Malach HaMavis is in the city, because there was somebody, unfortunately, who passed away in the city, they blew a shofar as a shmira from the Malach HaMavis. So Rav Amnunan obviously understood that there was someone who passed away in the city. Yet he saw people doing work. These people should be in Chayrim. Isn't there a nifter in the city? And how could you be working? Isn't everybody obligated to take care of the burial? Amrulay, so they told him, we have a Chaver Kedisha in the city. There are two approaches how to understand it. One approach is that every community in the city, every group in the city had a Chaver Kedisha that took care of their needs. Another shot is that every week there were a rotation which people would take care of the Neftarim. Amalahu. So he said, if that's the case, then you're allowed to work and you're not in Chayrim, because under those circumstances, people may continue working. The Chaver Kedisha will take care of the burial. However, Tosfos points out, that's only regarding the burial. Regarding the Levaya, obviously everybody has to go out to the Levaya. And again, Tosfos has a question, what will be the halacha on those learning Torah? Are they obligated to go out to every Levaya? The Rishonim also point out that it seems that this discussion in the Gemara is only by a mace mitzvah, where there's no one who's, if there are no family members to take care of the mace. However, if someone leaves family members, it's the obligation of the family to take care of the kfura, and everyone else in the city may continue to work. Varav Yehuda Amarav, Kol Amaskash al Mesa Yosh Medai, anyone who grieves over a nifter too much, a mace achar hubaycha, he will end up crying over someone else in his family who passes away. As the Ramban explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaRachman, and we have to accept the gzeirah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person begins to think and grieve too much, that causes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look at his status and see what his status is, and perhaps he's not worthy, and he will bring on himself more sorrow. However, of course, points out the Radvaz, that's not to say that one doesn't have to mourn over someone, over a relative who passes away. On the contrary, says the Ritvaz, one who takes the attitude that if a relative passes away and he's not going to mourn because the whole world is anyway just fleeting, that is not the approach of the Torah. The approach of the Torah is to mourn, but to mourn according to the dictates of what the Shulchan Aruch tells us. And says the Gemara incident, there was a woman in the neighborhood of Rav Huna. She had seven sons. One of them died. She cried, grieved excessively over him. So Rav Huna sent her the following message. Don't do this. She ignored him. If you listen to what I say, muta, fine. If you love, you'll have to prepare tachrichim for your other child. Miss she didn't still listen to him, and another son died. And ultimately, Miss Kula, they all died. The Saifam Latim is Sadik Lanavshek. Prepare Tachricha for yourself. You're not accepting the Gzer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mace, and she died. The Pasuk says, Atifku Lameis Val Tanud Loi. Says the Gemara, Atifku Lameis Yosh Medai. Don't cry for a mace more to an excess. Val Tanud Loi Yosh Mekashir. Don't cry for more than the measure. Hakeitzat, what does the Loch require? Shloish Yom Lebechi. The first 3 days is for crying. The Shiva Lehesped. The next 7 days is when we do hespedim, not the seven, till the end of Shiva's hespedim. Shloishim al gitz of tespiris, you know, we have freshly worn clothing, take your haircut. Mikan ve'eloch, om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, afterwards HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'atem rachmanim ba yosemeni, you should not be greater bali rachmin than I am, except Xer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tosfos draws a distinction between when one is an over rachman slan on his parents, that the avelus goes for 12 months, versus when one is an ovel for other relatives, where the avelus goes for shloishim. The Mefarshim ask, our Gemara says, shloish yom lebchi, the first 3 days is for bchi, and shivas lehesped. And as the Chachmas Adam quotes the Zoyar, because during the first 3 days, the neshama still wants to re-enter the guf, that's why those are the three crucial days of avelus. Afterwards, the neshama, so to speak, already comes to terms that it's separated from the guf, but at that point it starts wanting, it still wants to return to its home. Only after the shiva does it accept that it's in the oilam ha'emes. Ask the mefarshim that we find by Avram Avinu different. The pasuk says by Avram Avinu, v'yava Avram lispoid l'sara ulefkaisa. So he did hesped before Bechia. So Ramosha Feinstein answers, as we know, Avram Avinu lived amongst the Bnei Ches. The Bnei Ches, as we know from the Torah, were not people of a high level. They didn't recognize who Sari Meinu was. So Vayava Avram lispoid l'sara. First he had to say a hesped that they should come to recognize who Sara was. After they recognized who Sara was, Ulef Gaisa, they began to cry, realizing what a loss it was. Another pshat is that the people thought it wasn't such a tragedy, Sari Imenu's passing. She was already 127 years old. She wasn't a young person. But after V'yav Avram lispoid l'sara, Avram Avinu explained to them, gave them a hesped, who Sara was, and what she meant to the world. It doesn't make a difference if she was young or old. Then Ulef Gaisa, the people began to cry and realize what the world was missing. The pasuk continues. The Gemara continues to explain that pasuk. The pasuk says, "Bachu bachu lahaylech," cry intensely for one who leaves. Amar Yehuda, the pasuk refers to lahaylech bleibonim, someone who dies without children, because if someone leaves children, so those children continue this world, his derech. But if he leaves without children, then there is no continuity. Shu ben Levi says the Gemara Ozel be Avla, he never went to an Ovel, Elaman the Ozel by Bani, only to someone who left the world without any sons. The Ksiv, Bechor Bechor Lehoylech, Klayoshev Oid Viroas Eretz Meladatai. So explains the Chsam Soifer, what's Peshat in the Gemara. He says, when someone dies, particularly he says the Gemara here, he's referring to a tzaddik. When a tzaddik dies, there are two parts to the tragedy. One is that a great person passed away, and the other is that the world, this person took help, was mashpia, influenced the world to the positive, and that is now missing. But if someone leaves over children who continue in his way, so at least the second aspect of the patira is not here. Bechu, bechu, b'leibonim. But if somebody dies without children, or says the Chsam Soifer, if he dies without children who continue in doing positive things for the world, that's a real cause for Bechia. Rafun Amar, Rafuna says the pasuk is referring to Zesh of Aveira Vishanaba, somebody who did an Aveira and repeated it. But as Ritva explains, Rafuna is not arguing on the first limud. He's just explaining the pasuk is also saying a different limud. The pasuk is teaching us that Rafuna Latame, according to his position, Dama Rafuna Kivish Adam Aveira Vishanaba, if a person does an Aveira and repeats it, Hutrulai, it becomes permitted. Says the Gemara, Hutra Lo Yisalka Daitach, does become permitted just because he did the Aveira two times? Says the Gemara, El Eman Nas like a Heter, the person already thinks that it's completely mutter since he did the Aveira so many times. Says the Imri Emes, if Rav Huna teaches us that if somebody does an Aveira twice, he already thinks that it's mutter, how Mida Toiva is Merubim and Mida Peronius. So if somebody does a mitzvah twice, certainly it becomes part and parcel of his very being. I saw that the Mefarshim explained, Kivin Shava Adam Aveira Vishara Nas like a Heter, that the Gemara is saying Musr. Kivin Shava Adam Aveira. A person does Aveira, Vishana, and then he goes to Beis Medrash and he learns. And he thinks that because he learned, Nas like a Heter. He thinks that that's already fine, because he learned he could do all of Aveira. Says the Gemara, that's not acceptable. Just because someone learns doesn't give him license to do Aveira. Amar Rav Levi, Aval Shlosh Yom Vishanim, and Aval for the first 3 days, Yiras Atmish, it's look at himself, Kilcherab Nachs Labishten Yerchaisav, as if a sword is right between his thighs. Others say, safe of his shoulders. He should be, if there's clear in the family or amongst friends, somebody should be very concerned about what's going to continue happening. Mishloish Shiva, it's already less, Kilim Nachs Labikaren Zavis, as if the sword is in the corner. Mikan Ve'elach, Kil Iveris Kneg Bashuk, as if it's in the street. And here too, Taisa draws a distinction between Shleishim and by other relatives and 12 months by parents. However, I saw the Paiskim say that we learned the Gemara says, Kivin Shanel Ben Zocha, this rapper called Mishpacha, that once in the family it's born a male child, this concern is no longer there. We learned in the Mishnah, V'loi Shanoshim Lailam, the mita of women should never be left in the street, of Ne'a Kofit. Amram Nadoi, so Nadoi said, Loi Shana El Achaya. It's only referring to women who died in childbirth, where there's a concern that there are fluids that will continue emanating from her body. Avil Shar Noshim, other women, Menichim, may be left in the street and the mita. Rabbi Lezer disagrees. He says, "Afil shar noshim, even other women, tiksiv v'tamasham Miriam, v'tikavasham Miriam passed away and she was buried. Samach lamisa kfura. Right after she passed away, the word sham means immediately. The Mefarshim explained, right after the patira was she immediately buried. However, I saw from the Divrei Malkiel that he says this was only relevant in those days that the mattress that they put the oval on had." Wasn't a solid piece, it wasn't a coffin. So if there were any body fluids, they could still drip out. However, nowadays, where it's a coffin or a solid mattress, if there's any body fluids, chas v'shalom, still coming out, they would not be visible. This halacha may not necessarily apply. V'am Rabbi Lezer, Af Miriam b'neshika mesa. Miriam died from a kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask your sham shami maishu. We learn exer shava from the word sham that it says by hapatira, from the word sham that it says by patira maishu rabbeinu. Ask the Gemara, nei ma loy nemeba api Hashem. So why doesn't the pasuk explicitly say api Hashem just like it says by patira maishu? Neshignaya daval amroi, it's not nice, kaviyocha kilo akadosh baruch hu kissed Miriam. Amr of Ami, lama nismacha misis Miriam, lepashis paraduma. Why does the Torah place the Ptira of Miriam next to the Parsha Paraduma, Loimelach, to teach us, Ma Paraduma Chaperes, just like the Paraduma has the ability to bring Kapara, Af Misasin Shal Tzadikim Chaperes, so too does the Misa of Tzadikim bring Kapara. And as Taisha says, how do we see that the Paraduma brings Kapara? Taisha quotes the famous Rashi. Rashi says, what's the point of Paraduma? Tov ima tekaneich al bino. Let the mother of the eagle, which brought this aveira, clean up after his child. So we see that the para brings kapara. Another pshat is that kapara means to cleanse. Just like the para aduma serves to cleanse us, that a person becomes tamei, until the ash, the mixture of the paraduma ash and water is sprinkled on him, he's tamei, he may now enter the Beis HaMikdash. So too, the death of a tzaddik brings, cleanses us. However, the Mefarshim ask, shouldn't the Gemara compare the Misa to a regular carbon? Why does it compare it strictly to Parah Aduma? So I saw a very beautiful pshat. A Parah Aduma, the avoid of the Parah Aduma is not done in the Beis HaMikdash proper. The avoid of the Parah Aduma is done in Har Mishcha, it's done in Har Zeisim, but through that avoida, one may enter the Beis HaMikdash. So too is the job of a woman. The women themselves don't enter the Beis HaMikdash. However, they support the men who are able to go to learn the Beis HaMedrash, who are able to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why the Misa of a Tzadekis is compared to the Parah Aduma. Another pshat that I saw is that one would think that even if a Misa of a Tzadik could bring a Kapara, perhaps not the Misa of a Tzadekis, because death came to the world because of a Tzadekis. Death came to the world because of Chava. Teaches us the Gemara that even though death came to the world because of women, they still have the ability to bring the Kapara to the world with their Ptira. Omer Veloza, Lama Nismucha Mises Aaron Labigde Kuhuna. The Torah speaks about Aaron's passing and speaks about how Moshe took off the Bigde Kuhuna from Aaron and put him on his son Elazar to teach us. Ma Bigde Kuhuna Mechaprim, as Rashi and Chumash teaches us, the Gemara quotes the Gemara Masechta Zvachim, that each one of the Bigde Kuhuna was Mechapar on a different Aveira. Ma Bigde Kuhuna Mechaprim, just like the Bigde Kuhuna could bring Kapara. Af Mises, son shall Tzadikim Mechaperis, so to the Mises of Tzadikim Mechaper. Mefarshim ask, why does Rabbi Elazar not agree with Rabbi Ami and learn from Miriam? So Mefarshim explained that Miriam, as we explained, passed away with a Mises Neshita. So the Torah has to teach us that even though Miriam died with a Mises Neshita, she still causes Tumah, and we need the Parah Aduma to be Metahir. And therefore that pasuk is not left over to teach us this concept. Rather, I learned it from here that the Torah compares it to the Big Day Kahuna. So I saw a very beautiful pshat from Toldos Yaakov Yosef. We know that the Big Day Kahuna have the ability to affect kapara only when the person is when the kohen is wearing the Big Day Kahuna. When does the Misa of Tzadikim have the ability to bring kapara? It's when the person is like the Big Day Kahuna, that even though he's the tzaddik's not here, he's still like wearing the Big Day Kahuna, he's still connected to the tzaddik. But if the person is not connected to the tzaddik, then the misa of the tzaddik will not serve as a kapara. Now Farshim also discussed exactly how does this misa of the tzaddikim bring kapara. Some want to suggest it's just a fact that when a tzaddik dies, he brings a kapara. Others say it's not that way. They explain that the Misa of the Tzaddik causes everyone to be Maharer Tshuva, to think about Tshuva, and that's what causes the Kapara. The Gemara now begins to discuss different types of death and different ages of death. What are they considered in the Halacha? Tana Bona, Meis Pesam, if somebody dies suddenly, Zu Misa Chatufa, it's called an abrupt death. Cholia Mechremes, if he dies after one day of being ill, Sumisa Dechufa. Taisho says he's not exactly sure what is the difference between Chatufa and Dechufa. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel Oimer, Sumisa Smageifa. If one was sick for one day and died, that's called a Misa Smageifa. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, going back to that Pasuk by Yecheskel, Ben Adam Hinnin Loikech Mimchas Machmet Anechem Mageifa. I'm going to take away the one who's dear to you in a Mageifa. And it says, V'ksiv, V'dabal Om B'boika, I spoke to the people in the morning, V'tomis ish to be Erev. So we see in one day it's considered a Mises Mageifa. Shnei Yomemes, if somebody dies after being ill for 2 days, Zumisa Dechuya. Shloisha, after 3 days is Gara. Arba, after 4 days is Nazifa. Chamisha, Zumisa's Kum Adam. That's the way a person should die. He should have time to prepare himself. Amrav Chanan, so Rav Chanan says, Mikra, where do we see that it's after 5 days? Because the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Hein karva yomecha lamos. Heinis chad. Karvu is the plural. Minimal plural is two, is trei. Yumecho is trei, is another two. So we have hachamisha, we have a total of 1 + 2 + 2 = 5. Hein chad. How do we know the hein represents one? Shekem beloshin yavani, karen lachas hein. In Greek, hein is called achas, so that's why it's called one. So, as Tosfos, the Moshe Rabbeinu did not die after 5 days. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was vibrant until the end. In fact, the Midrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu in his last days wrote 300 Sifrei Torah. So explain the Mefarshim, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu 5 days before he was going to leave the world that he's going to die. So Enechanami, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get ill at all. But the point is that the person, why is the point of a person getting ill? That he should have time to prepare himself. Here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu 5 days to prepare himself before he's going to leave the world. Meis b'chamishim shana, if somebody dies at the age of 50, zui mises karis, that's considered karis. Chamishim, the Torah in 36 places speaks about averis for which there are karis, and the age of 50 is the age of karis. Chamishim v'shtayim shana, if someone passes away when he's 52 years old, zui misasa shel Shmuel Aramasi, that is the age of Shmuel Aramasi's passing. Shishim zui misa b'day shemayim. Machloik is how to understand this line of shishim zui misa b'day shemayim. Some say that we know the Torah speaks about misa b'day shemayim, which is a different punishment than karis, and the pasuk is the Gemara is teaching us at what age does that happen at 60. Tosfos, however, seems to learn that when the Gemara says shishim zui misa, the Gemara says zui misa b'day adam, that's already considered an average normal death. Mefarshim explained why is the age of 50 considered the age of Karis. So there are two pshatim I saw. One pshat is because the pasuk says regarding the avoida of the Kohanim and Levim, who had to be very careful in their avoida, and the pasuk says al techrisu eshevet mishpachos hakasi, they have to be careful not to die young by not treating their avoida with the proper respect. And we know that they only could do avoida until they're 50 years old. So we see that the age of 50 is the age of karis. Another pshat that the Ran says is because, as we're going to learn, generally the longest age that the Gemara refers to person living is 80. Now we know that the first 20 years of a person's life, the person is not, does not get an einish, the person is not a bar einishim until he's 20. So from 20 to 80, there are 60 years. If we divide those 60 years in half, we're left with 30. 20 plus 30, so Karis is dividing it in half, dividing those 60 years in half. 20 plus 30 equals 50, that's why Karis is at the age of 50. Amma Zutra, what's the process that indicates that 60 is already considered more or less a normal death? The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Tava Pasuk, and Eif, Tava Bekelach Alei Kever. You will come to the grave at a mature age, and Bekelach is a Gematria of Shittenhever, Bekelach is a Gematria of 60. Shivim, if a person reaches the age of 70, it's considered he came to save an old age. Shminim, if somebody comes to the age of 80, that's considered Gvurais. The Gsiv, Yimei Shmei Senebem Shim Shana, Vingamur Shminim Shana, a person comes to the age of 80, should realize that his life is only because of Gvurais Hashem. It's a special toiva, it's a special nes that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to him. Omer Rava, Mechamishim Vat Shishim Shana, from 50 to 60 years old, Zui Mises Karis, that's considered the age of Karis. V'hai Delai Chashav Luhu, so why doesn't the Gemara say it explicitly? Mishim Kfoidish Shmuel Aramasi, because since Shmuel died when he was 52 years old, and we don't want to seem that Shmuel died in the age of Karis, so the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly. Ask the Mefarshim, why did Shmuel die at 52? Shmuel was a tzaddik, he was a navi, he was a shofet, so how did he die at such a young age? So Mefarshim give a number of explanations. One is, we know that Shmuel was the one that anointed Shaul, and since Shaul failed as a king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Shmuel to see the failure of his work, and therefore he died before he could, before, rather than seeing Shaul's failure. Another pshat is that Chana, when she had Shmuel, said he should remain in the Beis HaMikdash at Oilam. Oilam, we know, means Yovel, 50 years. So the first 2 years are not counted because those are the years that he was nursing by his mother. So 2 plus 50 equals 52 years. Those are the 52 years that he lived. Shar Tshuva explains that even though our Gemara is saying that 50 years old is Karis and other ages, that doesn't mean that it's only Karis. And if we see if a person passes away young, we should assume, says the Shar Tshuva, that it means that he died because of Karis, because every person, when he's brought to the world, has a certain amount of years that he's supposed to live, and that sometimes is a factor in his death, nothing to do with Averis, nothing to do with Karis. Rav Yosef Kiava Bashita, when Rav Yosef was 60 years old, Amal Yavitav Rabbanan would make a yontif for his Talmidim. Amal Nafkli Mikaris. I, Baruch Shem, survived, I didn't die from Karis. Amal Abaya, so Abaya told him, Ned Nafkli Mar Mikaris Tishani. Maybe he didn't die Karis of years. He, Baruch Hashem, made it till 60. However, Mikaris the Yom Menafik Mar, as we began the sugya, there's also a concept of dying suddenly, which is also a form of Karis. Amalei, Nekait Li Mi Pag B'yotcha. At least I didn't have that Karis, and for that I make a celebration. And the Paiskim discuss the issue of making a celebration on the party. It's brought down by the Kaf HaChaim, that he would also made a party when he was 60 years old. Others say that they made a celebration when they were 80 years old. From the Ksav Sofer, it appears that he would make a siyum on his birthday and use it as a day to reflect on what he accomplished. However, the Arugas HaBoisim discourages all birthday celebrations, even for people who are elderly. He says that he has never witnessed such celebrations by any of his rabbeim, nor is it brought down in the Paiskim. He says such celebrations are considered a minor bairim and should not be held. Rav Huna Nach Nafshe Pisan. Rav Huna died suddenly. Have a Kedaigi Rabbanan. So Rabbanan were concerned, because as we learned at the beginning of the Shir, at the beginning of the Sugya, someone who dies suddenly is a type of Karis. Taran lezuga de medayif, so a pair of rabbonim from a medayif taught him. Loi shana, dying suddenly is only considered a form of karis. Elishay lo gia legvuris. But the person did not reach the age of 80. Aval gia legvuris, if a person already reached the age of 80, zui misas nashika, on the contrary, it's considered misas nashika that he did not have to suffer in death. Amravu rava, chaye v'nei mezoini. How long a person lives, and the number of his children, and the extent of his panasa, loy b'schusa talya milsa, it's not dependent on his merit, el b'mazel talya milsa, it depends on mazel. Tosfos asks that we know that the Gemara says that ein mazel Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is not under the effects of mazel. So he answers that sometimes the mazel could change, and there is certainly a concept of mazel, but we, Klal Yisrael, have the ability to change the mazel. But it's not to say that there is no mazel at all. The Ritva says, what Pshat in a mazel Yisrael is like this. If a person doesn't have great tzchusim, then he depends on the mazel. A person with tzchusim, who learned Torah, who did masim tovim, he isn't under the effects of a mazel. Says the Gemara, an observation as proof to this. The Rav and Rav Chizda Tavayi Rabbanan Tzadikim Ava. Rav and Rav Chizda both were great Tzadikim. Ma Matzli V'asim Mitra. When Rav Chizda would daven, rain would come. Ma Matzli V'asim. What's the proof that they were both great? Because Ma Matzli V'asim Mitra, when Rav Chizda would daven, it would rain. Or Ma Matzli V'asim Mitra, when Rav would daven, it would rain. However, Rav Chizda Haya Tishva Tat Nishnin. Rav Chizda lived to 92. Rav Chaya Arvin. Rava lived only to 40. As the Mashal says, even though perhaps one could say Rava only lived to 40 because he came from the family of Eli, but says the Mashal that given that Rava learned Torah, that should have protected him. Beir of Chizda Shitan Haluli. In the family of Chizda, there were 60 weddings. Tosfos seems to say that's a somewhat of an exaggeration. Others say there were 60 weddings of between his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. Bei Rava Shitan Tichli. In the family of Rava, there were 60 times of Avelis. Bei Rav Chizda Smidil Kalvi. Rav Chizda's home, they gave this fine flour to the dogs. They weren't even interested in it. There was so much food available. And they Rava Namas Saril Inchi, they gave barley bread to the people in the home, and even that could not be found. Darachayim HaKadosh says that we say in Krishma three times a day, so he says that the Pasuk here, those three things, are referring to the three things that are mentioned in our Gemara. Chaya, Bnei, Umezoina. He says, what the Pasuk is teaching us is, which refers to our life. Bechalavavcha refers to our life. Nafshcha refers to our children. Bechalmaitcha refers to our money. Even a person has to give up these three things for haftas Hashem, that should never interfere to his, in his avoidance Hashem. Vomer Rava, Hani Tlas Mili Boy Kabishmaya. I asked these three things from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tati Yavali, two of them were given to me. Chadalo Yavali, one wasn't given to me. Chokh Mesid Rav Huna, I asked for the wisdom of Rav Huna. Vosrid Rav Chizda, and for the wealth of Rav Chizda, for Yavali, and they were given to me. I would ask for the humility of Rabbi Rafuna lo Yavali. So Mefarshim asks, how could he ask for that humility? Humility is part of Yerushmayim, and we know that Hako b'day Shemayim chutz Yerushmayim. So they say he didn't ask that it should be given to him. All he would ask for was for the siyata de Shemaya, that he should be successful. He should have the siyata de Shemaya to help him get to Yerushmayim. But he understood that Yerushmayim he has to work on himself. Here we see the Mefarshim point out the power of tefillah, that a person can get wealth and wisdom all through tefillah. Rav Shoyrim Achved Rava have Yosef Kamei the Rava. Rav Shoyrim, the brother of Rava, was sitting in front of Rava. Chazi the Kamenamne. They saw was Rava was a geisus. He was close to death. Amalei. So Rava asked him, Leimalei Mar Deloyle Tzaren. Tell the Malachamavis not to hurt me. Amalei, you know, Rav said to Rav Soirim, you asked the Malachamavis not to hurt me. Amalei, Malav Shishbinehu, don't you have a relationship with the Malachamavis? Why do you need me to speak to him? Amalei, Kivan the Emsa Mazla Lameshgichbi, once my mazla was given over to him, I can't, he doesn't listen to what I have to say. Amalei, so Rav Shoyrim asked Rav, Lichsli Mar, after you leave the world, can you come back and please pay, make yourself visible to me? Ischizalei. So Rav, after he passed away, appeared to Rav Shoyrim. Amalei, Havalei Lamat Sara, did you have pain as you left the world? Amalei, Kerivda de Kislusa, it's like a puncture that's made when they just to let out blood. Rav Havayoska made Rav Nachman. Rav was sitting by Rav Nachman, Chazi the Kamasnamnim, and he saw that Rav Nachman was slipping into death. Amalei, Leimalei Madaloy Litzaren. So Rav Nachman told Rav, tell the Malachamavis not to hurt me. Amalei, Malav Adam Chashavu, aren't you an important person? Can't you speak directly to the Malachamavis? Amalei, Man Chashav, who's important, Man Tsofen, who's considered exalted, who's considered awesome, and Man Rakia, who's considered exalted in front of the Malachamavis. Amalei l'schazili mar, please make yourself visible to me after you leave the world. Ischazilei, and Itak appeared to Rava after he left the world. Amalei havela l'matzara, did you have pain? Amalei kemishchel b'nisim mechalba, it was like a hair being pulled out from the milk. The Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, Zil by who Alma could have us, go back to the world as you were before. Lebeinish, lebein. I wouldn't. The nafish besusei. The fear of the Malchamavis is so great that I do not want to go through that experience again. Rebbe Lezer kafkel truma. Rebbe Lezer was eating truma. Ischazalei, and the Malchamavis appeared to him. Omlei truma kol chanuna. I'm eating truma. V'lav. Kodesh Ikri, isn't it considered Kodesh, and it's not supposed to become Tomei, so how could you take me away from the world when I'm eating truma, I'm going to make a tamei. Chafle shata, so he went away from him. Rav Sheshes chazle b'shuka. Rav Sheshes, the Malchum Avos, appeared to him in the marketplace. Amle b'shuka kaveima, I'm going to die in the market like an animal. Yisrael gavibesi, come into the house. Similarly, Rav Ashi is chazle b'shuka. The Malchum Avos appeared to Rav Ashi in the shuk. Amle is arachlan plus in yomen. Give me 30 days. Hagnol Talmudei, so I can review my studies. Tamristu, because they say in Shemayim, Asher Mish Bolakam Talmudei B'Yodei. There's a special praise for somebody who comes the Talmudei B'Yodei. The number of pshatim of Talmudei B'Yodei. One pshat of Talmudei B'Yodei is a person who wrote Sforim. B'Yodei. He wrote Talmudei B'Yodei. Another pshat Talmudei B'Yodei is that what he learned, B'Yodei, he did. He didn't just learn, he was Mekayim what he learned. And yet another pshat at Talmud B'Yodai is that he learned Torah Lishma. B'Yom Tlosan Asa. He came in on the 30th day. Amalei Maikulahai. What's your rush? He had to come ready on the 30th day. So he answered, Kadach Geragli Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson is waiting to take over. It's the time for Rav Nosson to take over your position. Vein Malchus Nagas B'Chavirtik Afil Kamalei Nima. Everybody has his own time, and it's time for Rav Nosson to take over, and therefore you have to leave the world immediately. Rav Chisda lo yavi yochalei. The Malchum Avos cannot approach Rav Chisda. The lo yavi shosek pumi megirsa. He was constantly learning Torah. Solak yosef az be rav. So Malchum Avos went and sat on top of a cedar tree. Pak arza. The cedar tree split. And from the noise, Rav Chisda stopped learning of yochalei, and that's how he passed away. Rav Chia lo have a matzal mikrovalei. The Malchum Avos could never approach Rav Chia because he was always learning. Yom echad idmelei ka'anya. One day he dressed himself like a poor person. Also tarf a baba. He went and knocked on the door. Omle apikle rifta. Bring me some bread. Afikule. So he brought him some bread. Omle v'lo kamarach mara anya. Just like you have mercy on the poor person. Ahu gavra ma'aloi kamarach mar. One you have rachmanos on me. I have to do my job. Take you from the world. Galay achvalei shuta the nura. So the Malchum Avos revealed himself to Rav Chia, like a rod of fire. Amtzei lev nafshi, Rav Chia gave up his life. What was the rod of fire? The first say that the Malchum Avos was given Malchus. Malchus and Shemayim are rods of fire because he did not take Rav Chia from the world in the time that he was supposed to. The Malchum Avos has to do his job also.